USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, as negotiators worked out final details of the deal, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The deal appearing to hit a last-minute snag when Israel's National Security Advisor announced a one-day delay late Wednesday without providing a reason. I'm Corey Myers.
The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. Reuters reported both U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones at multiple sites in both countries. There are no reported casualties. Several House Democrats are coming after Elon Musk.
More than 20 House Democrats are jointly drafting a letter to Elon Musk asserting that his media platform X is spreading terrorist propaganda. The letter also alleges that the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is profiting from misinformation surrounding the Israel-Hamas conflict. Following Musk's endorsement of a post accusing members of the Jewish community of promoting hatred against white people, several companies, including Disney and Apple, have withdrawn their advertising from X. I'm John Schaefer.
You may have already started to see some of these. The Biden campaign plans to broadcast advertisements in two crucial battleground states. Specifically, these ads were running during the Detroit Lions and Green Bay Packers game earlier today. The campaign aims to showcase Biden's economic achievements and initiatives to reduce prescription drug expenses. Anticipated to reach a substantial audience, the ads are projected to connect with over 1 million Americans age 35 and above. This is USA News.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 800-683-3822. 3822.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is accused in a 1993 sex assault. The mayor's accuser claims Adams sexually assaulted her while they both worked for the city of New York. He was a transit cop back in 1993. The lawsuit, which seeks at least $5 million, was filed late Wednesday night, just 2 days before the 24th deadline for the Adult Survivors Act. A City Hall spokesperson told the New York Post the mayor does not know who this person is, and if they ever met, he does not recall it. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is declaring a state of emergency after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. Officials say at least 15 cars derailed Wednesday afternoon in the remote area of Mount Vernon. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Beshear said residents of the small town of Livingston have been encouraged to evacuate. So far, one crew member has been treated for minor injuries at the scene. Kiss guitarist Paul Stanley is apologizing to fans in Ottawa and Toronto after the band had to cancel their final two dates in Canada. Pictured in bed and hooked up to an IV, Stanley posted on social media that his bout with the flu made it impossible to perform the shows this past Tuesday and Wednesday. There's no word on the status of the remainder of the band's farewell tour. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.